Hi everyone, thank you for joining me on this live today with Sandra. And I'm Sandra with Gatemaster Technology, and I'm here today to talk to you about creating customer loyalty. So that's the topic of today. I'm just going to take a second and see if anyone's joining us, because I would love to open up the discussion for comments and conversations if anybody would like to add. I know I've got some really great marketers and people in my network that could probably add value to this conversation. So if anybody wants to join in on that conversation, certainly want to welcome you guys to add some comments. So what I want to talk about today is, in today's competitive marketplace, it's more important than ever for businesses to build strong relationships with their customers. And one of the best ways you can do that is by creating customer loyalty. Now, before I jump into this, I just want to say and thank Gatemaster partners and customers that we've had over the years. Customer loyalty is something that I really do take a lot of pride in, because I've got customers that have been with me for most of my career. In fact, I'm about to sign complete a contract for a customer that's been with me for over 18 years, renewing that contract for hopefully another 18 or 20 years. Wouldn't that be awesome? But the reason this is such an important topic too for me is that a lot of times when we work with businesses in the attractions industry, be it a water park, zoos, museums, amusement parks, they undervalue the customer loyalty. And when I say that, I'm going to talk a little bit about the benefits of it, because I think that's why it's undervalued. I think they don't necessarily always understand why customer loyalty is important and how they can, or even how they can achieve it. So loyal customers are more likely to do business with you again and again. And they are also more likely to recommend your products and services to family and friends. And it can help you gain more growth in your business. And so in this session today, I really want to talk about why customer loyalty is important and how Gatemaster might be able to help you. Also throw in some of that while we're talking about customer loyalty. So here's just a few really quick points. I made some notes here on why customer loyalty is important. The first point is that loyal customers spend more money. There've been studies to show that loyal customers spend an average of 30% more than new customers, which makes sense. One of my mentors, sales mentors, because I've been involved in sales for many, many years, probably my first job was sales. So I feel like I know a thing or two about that. And just to give you guys, not to leave the topic, but to give you guys a little bit of a more personal understanding of who I am and where I started with regards to sales and why I love doing them and why customer loyalty is such an important part of that. I actually started doing demos at the grocery store when I was 14 years old, and was the number one salesperson in all of the, and of all the demo girls. We were only girls back then in the region. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that I was 14 years old and I was spending my Saturdays. My mom got me the job, made me go do it. But I was spending my Saturdays at the grocery store doing demos, like what you see at Costco, and the free samples. And I would sell out faster than anybody. But, you know, back then, a large part of my motivation in selling out was, if I sold out, I got to go home for the day. And I was a 14-year-old girl who wanted to go spend my Saturdays with friends and doing what 14-year-old girls do. But here's what I will tell you. My mentor taught me that the second sale is the easiest, right? The first sale is the hardest, because that's where you have to find the customers. It's where you have to establish trust. It's where you have to get them to come to you and believe in your products and services. However, once they're there, especially with many of the attractions, once the customer's there, they're in. That's why season passes and memberships are such an important part of our business, because it allows customers to keep coming back over and over again and renew their interest and enjoyment in what we have to offer. So going back to customer loyalty, loyal customers are more likely to recommend your business. When loyal customers are happy with your products and services, they're more likely to tell family and friends, and this can lead to more business opportunities. Wouldn't that be nice? Everybody wants more business opportunities. Loyal customers are less likely to switch to competitors, which is true. You know, customers that are loyal to your brand are less likely to be tempted by a competitor's offers. Also, you know, when you think about loyalty programs, I mean, I'm a Marriott Titanium, Lifetime Titanium. So of course I'm very loyal to the Marriott brand. Since the pandemic, I started flying Southwest and I've achieved not only priority A-list priority status, but I also have, I've acquired a companion pass. So my husband goes with me free everywhere I go. And, you know, that does create loyalty to those brands. I can firsthand say that I understand that concept of why loyalty is important to the brand, because I'm not out looking to go to the Hyatt or any of the other hotel brands, because I am loyal to Marriott for that reason. And the other thing that I just want to mention about customer loyalty is that loyal customers are more forgiving. And when things go wrong, loyal customers are more likely to give you the benefit of the doubt. And I think actually that might be one of the best benefits of this, because mistakes do happen in business. And, you know, it's all about how we can recover from that. How do we recover from it? How do we, you know, how do we make it good? It's all about how we make it good for the customer, right? How do we make right on any of the mistakes that happen? And having loyal customers makes that a little bit easier. One, because they're invested in you, right? I think that's the biggest part of it. You know, when we talk a lot about the customer-driven transactions or the customer-driven experience when we're helping our customers and partners establish purchase paths that make sense. But when we create that customer-driven experience for many of the attractions that we work with, what we are looking at is interactions with the guest. How do we increase their spending? How do we get them to invest more in the experiences that they're having? And customer loyalty is a big part of that for us. That's a big part of the conversation that we're having. And the reason I'm having this conversation with you guys today is because, having worked with attractions over the years, I mean, I lost count after visiting and working with over 800 attractions in the first 10 years that I was on the road implementing systems for Gatemaster. I can tell you that loyalty programs were undervalued. And customer loyalty is the willingness of a customer to continue doing business with a company over time. And based on a number of factors, including customer satisfaction with the product, the quality of the customer service, and the perceived value in the brand and its reputation. So there's a couple other things that I just want to note with regards to the benefits of customer loyalty. Increased sales and revenue. Loyal customers are more likely to make repeat purchases, and they tend to spend more per transactions than new customers because that trust is established, and it can lead to a significant increase in sales revenue for the business. My husband always says I'm a sucker for membership programs, and it is true. Pretty much all the local businesses that I go to that offer loyalty programs, you can almost guarantee that I've got my membership or card. It reduces marketing costs and advertising because, again, the second sale is the easiest. You've already done the work to get them to know you, to get them to want to participate in whatever your offers are. Loyal customers are less likely to switch to competitors, like we talked about. And it means that they can, it means that the business can spend less over time on marketing and advertising to acquire new customers because you have an established loyal customer base. Higher customer lifetime value. The customer lifetime value is the total amount of money that a customer is expected to spend with a business over their lifetime. Loyal customers have a higher customer lifetime value than a new customer, which means that they can be more profitable customers for your business. And I think it's important to note that, especially when using Gatemaster's technology, we measure the total lifetime value of a customer. Because when attraction switched to Gatemaster, oftentimes we're replacing anywhere between 4 and 6 systems. And those 4 and 6 systems typically created barriers that allowed them to not be able to quickly gather the information of what those customers were spending and what that buyer's journey looked like. Sorry, I'm a fast talker and I'm trying to keep this to 10 to 15 minutes so you guys, I don't lose you. And you guys get all this information really jam-packed into these sessions that we're having together. But yeah, it can be very profitable for a business to have a customer who's not only a repeat customer, but as I was mentioning with Gatemaster, we track that customer's buying journey, and that's everything from when they purchase tickets online to the mobile ordering app that you might have for food and beverage, even retail products, even at the point of sales throughout the attraction. So in park sales, we know exactly what that customer's buyer's journey looks like, how much they're spending, and even what that customer lifetime value looks like. And I know these are things that you guys want to know about your business and your customers. Improved satisfaction. When businesses focus on building customer loyalty, they are more likely to include customer satisfaction. And this can lead to positive word of mouth and referrals, and it can help your business attract new customers. Because, like I just mentioned, Marriott and Southwest, two brands that I participate with regards to loyal customer program or customer loyalty programs, but also I'm happy with them. And talk about forgiving. It took me 2 days to get home from Vegas with Southwest because of the hurricanes that were touching down in the West Coast. And I'm very forgiving, right? I'm not even sad that I got to be stuck in Vegas. Or, actually, I was stuck in Zion. I haven't posted those pictures, but I got to spend a couple of days with my mom who lives in Zion and actually manages a local Marriott there. So, talk about being more forgiving. That's an important part of the customer satisfaction that I think goes undervalued or underlooked. There are many ways that we can create customer loyalty programs. First is offering a program, right? Customer loyalty programs are somewhat baked into memberships and season passes when we create them. But in addition to that, we also offer loyalty programs based on spending and customer and products purchased. So you can encourage customers to, one, increase spending to receive certain benefits, but also, two, we can reward them for buying certain products that we want to move faster. So that is definitely something that you can consider when you're creating these loyalty programs is how do we entice that customer to give us that repeat business? And, customer loyalty programs such as point programs, cashback programs, and incentive-based programs. Everybody likes the idea of gamification. So even if you can throw in a little gamification into those programs, I think that that gives customers something to move towards. And, I hate to bring Marriott. I really do not work for Marriott. I just am a happy customer. But, the different levels that you can achieve as a member of their Bonvoy program, that's the incentive. That's the gamification part that we're talking about here. Providing excellent customer service is another way to create that loyal customer relationship. When customers have a positive experience in the business, they are more likely to become loyal customers. Businesses that provide excellent customer service, and I would say that the hospitality industry is known for this. This is our goal. This is what we pride ourselves in, is great customer service and experiences and going the extra mile to make the customer happy. We see that in our industry all the time, and so many of you are doing that so well. Personalizing the customer experience. Businesses can personalize the customer's experiencing by collecting data about their customers and using that data to recommend and create target offers, create more tailored experiences for the customers, and even get better engagement. I would say that this is what we're talking about when we talk about the guest-driven experience, is really letting your customers know that you know them and that you want them to have the best visit and experience when they're going to these attractions that we run. And part of the way that we can do that is by letting them know that we know them. And that's a big part of customer loyalty. How can you let your customers know that you know them? Know what's going to make them happy when they arrive. And part of that customer-driven experience is really allowing them to create an experience, to invest more in the experience so that they know what they're getting, they know what to expect, they know what's being offered. There's a lot of transparency in what's being purchased. And that's something that we really love about the guest-driven transactions is the transparency. I mean, everybody talks a lot about dynamic pricing. And while that benefits us as businesses, I can tell you the one thing I don't like about Southwest is when I'm purchasing a ticket and the price goes up because of dynamic pricing. That does not seem transparent to me. That doesn't make me happy. It doesn't make me feel great about the experience. Luckily, that doesn't happen often, but that is the result of dynamic pricing sometimes, is the price variation and changing. It's not transparent pricing. And to me, I think creating pricing based on loyalty and value is such a stronger play than basing the pricing on variables that the customer is unaware of. And so this is what we talk about in the guest-driven transaction is how do we create value so we get larger carts and larger purchases than what we would get if we did not otherwise do that. So these are things that we help you explore and strategize on when you become a partner with Gatemaster. Customer loyalty is essential for businesses of all sizes. And by focusing on customer loyalty, businesses can increase sales, reduce marketing and advertising costs, improve the customer satisfaction, enhance the brand reputation, and create a more sustainable business. And in conclusion today, I just hope that you understand that customer loyalty is an important part of your business. And we want you to be successful at Gatemaster. That's why we offer a large variety of ways, a lot of options on how you can create and achieve customer loyalty. And if you're interested in learning more about customer loyalty, or even legendary service, right? There's a blog here that I've created and want to present to you today that you can just scan that QR code. It's going to take you right to that blog so that we can talk a little bit more and continue this conversation. As always, you know, I want to thank you for joining me. And if you have questions or you want to add to this conversation, or there is anything that I can help you with, I want you to submit those questions, submit those comments. Let me know if there's anything that I can be of service. And if I can't get you the information, it's always my promise to you that I'm going to find you the people who can, because it's important that we not only build strong relationships, but also, you know, I'm happy to refer you out to those people who are experts at things that I'm not an expert in. I can only teach you what I have seen be successful in working with attractions over the last 20 years, what I've seen to be successful with regards to technology, what we're measuring with our customers that is successful. But I know there's so many parts of your business that you may need assistance with. And if I can help you with any of that, I'm happy to. That's my promise to you, or I'll find those that can. So thank you again for joining me today. I'm sorry, I've had a lot of coffee, so I'm moving a lot. So hopefully you were able to keep up with me today. But join me again on my next live so that we can talk about these topics that'll help you grow and move your business forward. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.